It's a busy morning at University Pines Senior Living Community in Pensacola. In some early announcements, Enrichment Coordinator Kathleen Matthews runs down a list of activities. There's a book sale, hearing aid services.
And this morning at 10, we do have our doggy wash van coming to take care of all your little pets. So bring your pets down for the doggy wash van at 10 o'clock. Voters, come on down. You have about 15 more minutes. Thank you.
And that last announcement is in reference to the voter registration table set up by the Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Office in the University Pines atrium. Matthews says it's an important service they provide for residents at the facility, which is also a polling location.
They're very, very into world news, community news. They take their voting rights privileges very seriously, and they want to make sure that they can vote here. All they have to do is walk downstairs.
According to Matthews, about a half dozen residents stopped by the table to check their registration status. One of them was 94-year-old Grace Henderson, who recently moved into University Pines from her home in Milton, and she needed a change of address.
Then we don't have to worry about getting transportation to someplace where we don't know the area.
And you still are a very active voter?
Yes, I'd say so. Well, I think it's very important that we cast a vote, though sometimes you wonder if it's worth it.
Worth it or not, Mrs. Henderson is ready for Election Day. And by the end of this particular day, students at West Florida High School and Georgetown Technical Center will be ready too.
I'm Jessica Eidenier. I'm a student at Georgetown Technical Center for Administrative Office Specialist. 27 is my first year to vote. I've never registered, and this year I'm going to.
Eidenier, the mother of a 2-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, arrived early for the registration event at Georgetown. She talked about jobs, the economy, and health care as issues important to her. And when asked why now, she says she was drawn in by this year's unusual presidential campaign.
You know, all the candidates and, you know, all the debating, I figured if I put in for my vote, then my voice would count too. To get who I want.
Very good. And you weren't moved before?
Not really. I wasn't impressed with nobody, to be honest. I mean, and this year I think I'm ready to put in my vote.
How's it going, guys? Y'all doing all right? Y'all interested in becoming a registered voter?
Just across the campus, elections volunteers also were set up near the West Florida High cafeteria.
There you go. You can fill out. Check off a box here for the new registration, fill out 1-7, sign.
Jason Young, with the Supervisor of Elections Office, was one of the people greeting interested high schoolers during their lunch break.
We do get a good response from the students. They're very interested in learning what goes on in an election. They want to put their name in the hat to try and register and to be heard. So, yeah, we do get a very good response from our students.
So we're covering the youngest to the oldest all on the same day.
That's Sonia Daniel, Deputy Supervisor of Elections for Escambia County. Earlier in the day, she and Training and Outreach Coordinator Brandy Ziegler worked the voter registration event at University Pines.
We do everything from community events to businesses that want to make sure their employees are ready to go to nursing homes, assisted living. We will go just about anywhere we're invited, as well as we look for opportunities to partner on good events that we know that will have a good turnout.
The elections office in Escambia County has been busy in these final 2 weeks and just in the month of September scheduled 19 different voter registration and voter awareness events. And they're getting help from third-party organizations such as the League of Women Voters and NAACP. Daniel says voter registration has never been easier, adding that 80% of the eligible population in Escambia is already registered to vote. But she points out that voter registration is really a year-round effort for the Supervisor of Elections Office, and their continued efforts are needed.
We live in a military community, a lot of people moving in, a lot of people moving out. So you've got a lot of transition. We're a college town. We have three colleges in town. That brings a lot of people in. Some of those people stay. So with that constant turnover, we have to constantly be doing voter registration.
Their work is paying off, with voter registration in Escambia County topping 206,000, the highest total in the county's history. Now, due to Hurricane Matthew, the deadline to register to vote has been extended until Wednesday. For those still needing to get registered, taking care of it in person is best at this late date. Supervisor of Elections offices are extending their hours of operation. Today, Escambia and Santa Rosa will be open until 7 p.m. and Okaloosa will be open until 10 p.m. Normal business hours on Wednesday. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.